Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Don't give up is a powerful statement for anyone who is facing difficult circumstances or feeling overwhelmed. God does not want us to give up our hope in the midst of life's challenges. His word, the Bible, is full of encouragement and inspiration for those who are struggling to keep going. As we study the word of God today, we are looking at the topic, do not give up. Our Bible text is from Galatians chapter 6 verse 9.
Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Are you overwhelmed by the challenges of life and feel like giving up on your dreams or pursuit in life? Giving up or quitting is not an option. Our Bible text in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 warns against giving up. The verse says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." The joy of the harvest you will reap should keep you going through challenges, even if every other thing will keep you out. The Bible says, "For at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Do you want the harvest? Apostle Paul in that verse reminds us that even when we are working hard and things seem difficult, we will ultimately reap the rewards if we don't give up. God wants you to have hope in Him. When you hope in the Lord, you will gain passion and strength to move on in the midst of challenges. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, the Bible says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." This verse reminds us that when we put our hope in God, He will give us the strength to keep going, even when things are hard. The story of Job in the Bible is an inspiration to us whenever we are struggling to keep going. Job faced many trials and difficulties, but he never gave up or lost faith in God. Even when everything was taken away from him, he remained faithful and trusted that God had a plan for his life. In Job chapter 14 verse 14, he said, "I will wait till my change comes." Can you also wait till your change comes without giving up? Can you continue the fight till your change comes? Job knew it wouldn't pay him any good if he gives up, so he said, rather than giving up, "I'm going to continue and wait till my change, success, harvest, fortunes and breakthrough arrives. I declare you shall not give up before your time. You shall live to see your change manifest in Jesus' name. Your perseverance is essential to your change and harvest. When you are running a race, we must persevere to the end rather than giving up when we get tired or knocked. Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1-3 talks about this. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." This verse reminds us that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, including Jesus himself, who have gone before us and persevered through difficult times. We can look to them as examples of faith and endurance, and fix our eyes on Jesus as we run the race marked out for us. Do you feel like giving up? Have you lost your patience and passion? Don't forget that God is with you and He wants you to fulfill purpose in life. At certain point in your life when you feel drained and no strength to continue again, I encourage you to read the book of Psalm chapter 23. This psalm was written by David at a critical point of his life, and it provides us with wealth of strength, encouragement, and remind us that God is always with us and He will guide us through difficult times. Take a moment to reflect on this message today. Why is it important to keep going, even when things are difficult? Think about a time when you were faced with a difficult situation. What kept you going? Was it a person, a belief, or a goal? Remember that source of motivation and hold on to it. Remember that you are strong and capable of overcoming any obstacle that comes your way. Remember that you are not alone, and there are always people who believe in you and want to support you. Reach out to them for help if you need it. And most importantly, never give up on yourself. You deserve to live a fulfilling and successful life, and with God's grace, diligence, and determination, you can make it happen. Ask yourself this question: what is the one thing that you can do today to not give up on your dreams and goals? Take that step and keep moving forward. In conclusion, when you feel like giving up, remember that you are not alone. God is with you, and He has given you the strength and ability to keep going. Keep trusting Him and keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the pioneer and perfecter of your faith. Meditate on the Psalms and remind yourself that even when you come to the end of your rope, you can tie a knot and hang on. Remember that God is always with you and He will never leave you. He is the source of strength and He will guide you through any difficulty you may face. Trust in Him and have faith that He has a plan for your life. Reach out to Him in prayer and He will hear you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to You today with hearts full of hope and determination. We ask that You give us the strength and courage to not give up, even when things are difficult. Help us to remember that You are always with us and that You believe in us. We pray that You would give us wisdom and guidance as we navigate the challenges and obstacles in our lives. Help us to see the opportunities and potential successes that lie ahead, even when things seem impossible. We pray that You would surround us with supportive people who will encourage us and lift us up when we are feeling down. And most importantly, we pray that You would give us the perseverance and determination to keep going, no matter what. Thank You for answering us, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 44 and chapter 45. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 15 verse 1 to 20. Thank you for being part of this episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.